Hey guys, welcome back to Real Fiends. This is a remote episode. I'm actually on the road. I got Gil from Real Fiends on. It's been a while, but we're going to rant and talk about some shit, some movie-related stuff. I want to say what's up, Gil?
What's up, Pete? It's been a while.
But in this episode, let me see. I was going to touch on Lost in Space. I know you saw a little bit of Lost in Space. You liked it. You know, I recently threw up a little episode on the Shazam costume. I know you had some stuff to say about it, Gil. And you saw Red Sparrow. What was the other movie?
Game Night and Red Sparrow.
Game Night and Red Sparrow. All right, cool. So, you know, apologize to the listeners for the audio quality. It's not like, you know, the usual, but this is like a remote one, remote episode. But anyway, so what did you think about Red Sparrow, dude?
Red Sparrow was, it didn't get it didn't get good like ratings, and I know why.
He said, I know why.
I felt like you. Yeah,
I bet
like
you do.
All over the place, and you know, Jennifer Lawrence, she's a phenomenal actress. Like I give her like a whole bunch like respect, but I just, the movie was, it felt kind of flat to me, and it was just I already started it type of movie, so like I wanted to finish it type, so it was like, you know, I was lost a lot. I didn't really get the whole what was going on type of shit, you know.
Well, as far as Jennifer Lawrence, I'm gonna have to disagree on that one, dude. I think
so. Yeah,
she's not terrible. Like I've seen her do a real good job. Like she did a good job in the Silver Linings Playbook movie with what's his face, and she was in a movie with Christian Bale. Remember, she acted like a crazy ass.
Oh, <no.
laughs> you know,
with Christian Bale. Oh yeah. American Hustle.
American Hustle.
Yeah.
She was
mediocre there. She was like, she didn't really like bring it back at that thing.
Yeah, she was a crazy ass in that. Excuse my language, guys. Safe spaces. Millennials. But I liked her in that. But like, you know, man, I don't know. I think she's mediocre to me. She's like hit or miss.
Oh yeah,
that's just how I feel about it. But you know, I don't think she's terrible. But Red Sparrow, you think I would like it?
I don't think so, honestly. But sometimes you surprise me. Sometimes you'll watch something that I don't really think you're gonna like, and you know you catch something that I miss, and you end up liking it. So it's hard to tell.
Mm-hmm.
You know, she does come out naked a lot, though. You know, so that's a plus. You know?
So you're saying I'm gonna like it because of that?
I ain't saying
you'll get
that,
me in trouble, bro.
I'm not gonna. This I don't want to get you in trouble.
This shit's gonna have to get edited out.
Yeah.
So it was like action and like acting.
No, it was more like a drama. Basically, she was an opera like dancer, and she has an accident. So in Russia, like you kind of like. You have to do what the main like basically the president and the administrators say to do. So she had no other choice but to become like a Red Sparrow, kind of like Black Widow, where they're like agents and they work for the government type of deal.
Mm-hmm.
I thought it was pretty cool, you know, but I wish they got a little bit more into that as far as the training goes and like the fight sequences and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it was just like she was basically like elite whore. Like a whore. Yeah, she was a whore, like a top-notch whore, basically. And you know, it was I thought it would have been better, you know. And as far as like, you know, the torture scenes, I thought they would have been a little crazier. But there was this one dude that was wrecking shop. He was like an assassin, like a main assassin, which I thought he was pretty dope too.
Mm-hmm. What actor is that? Have I seen him before?
No. I've never seen the dude before, but he's kind of creepy looking.
Mm-hmm.
And the dude's specialty is like peeling like skin off of people. Like, and he does, you know, he does that shit. Like he enjoys doing that shit. So,
You said creepy. It's not Michael Shannon, right?
Nah, Michael Shannon. Yo, but Michael Shannon is a creepy ass motherfucker, though.
Dude, imagine Michael Shannon and Steve Buscemi in the same movie.
Yeah.
That shit would be Creepshow 4. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like.
Yo, but they were in Boardwalk Empire together.
Oh shit, Michael Shannon, I forgot about that. He was in Boardwalk Empire?
Yeah, he was. He was like the agent that went broke.
Yeah.
You remember that?
And he lost his mind.
Yeah.
I remember that. Dude, that was a great fucking show, man.
Yeah, it was. It was.
Boardwalk Empire was a great show. It's like...
That shit was lit.
I was like sleeping on that show, but you put me on that. I believe you did.
Yeah.
And then when I gave it a chance, I just watched the whole thing through and I loved it. It was great. I would own that. I would own that series. All right, so Red Sparrow. Okay, well, so what about for the people listening? Would you recommend it to the listeners?
It's not for everyone, but if it's something that like you're into drama and suspense, then you know, give it a try. I mean, if I can grade it, I'll probably give it like a 3 out of 5, 3 stars out of 5. So
like average.
You know, it's average. Yeah, it's like meh, you know. So.
Dude, Lost in Space. I started the first episode and. I don't know, man. I just couldn't get into it. I got, you know, I got up to like, there was one scene. It basically was like, it was the first episode where they're like, the ship was like in the ice. Spoilers.
Mm-hmm.
The ship was in the ice sinking. This. And I just found it like, maybe I got to give it a chance. You know, it's unfair that from the first episode I judged it, but I just found it like boring.
Yeah, I found it interesting though. Like it has like, it was a little boring, but as the later on that episode, it gets better. You know, I don't like a spoiler. Like you know, the young boy from the Robinson family, he comes in encounter with a robot, which I thought was pretty badass.
Mm.
And basically, it's kind of the robot becomes his boy. Like he protects him.
Mm-hmm.
And they get into some shit, and that robot, if it wasn't for that robot, you know, shit would have went down, you know, so...
What does the robot look like?
At first, the robot
is
looks
big?
Like a fucking truck. Yeah, it's big. It looks like a spider almost. And then, I'm going to give away another spoiler. The kid saves its life.
Mm-hmm.
He kind of sacrificed his life for the robot. You know, he wants to save the robot instead, and the robot sees that.
Robot and lives matter, bro. Hashtag
I'm telling you. And so the robot it takes the shape of like a human.
Mm.
After it kind of like it turns good and it takes the shape of a human, and it like you know takes care of the boy throughout the rest of the you know the episode and therefore you know.
Mm. Does it look like iRobot like those dudes or does it look like a real human?
Nah. It looks like a robot. It looks like a, you know, a giant, like, it looks like iRobot without the face and bulkier, but, like, way cooler. Like, way cooler.
Damn, yeah. Damn, that sounds kind of tight, man. I may have to rewatch that.
Yeah. And it, you know what? Like, I got to give Netflix props because they know what they're doing.
Mm-hmm.
And the show does not look cheap. It doesn't look like you know bootleg or anything like that.
Mm.
The scenery and everything, it's awesome. I like the show.
Mm. Well, damn, I'm gonna have to give it a shot, man. You know what else Netflix did that I'm actually about to watch soon? It's like a zombie movie. It's called Cargo.
Okay.
And it's a Netflix original. The ratings for it were like okay, but I was reading like a lot of people liked it. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like. A few people that I follow, they enjoyed it. So I was like, all right, let me check it out. And I saw some screenshots. The zombies look funny, dude. It looks like they spilled oatmeal on their face. Like, I don't know what they're going for. But it looks like they got cinnamon oatmeal on their mouth. Like, I don't really understand what's going on. Quaker oat status, but
yeah,
you know, the effects don't look too hot, but I'm going to give it a shot.
Yeah.
So dude, Shazam costume, you know, I just threw up that video basically shitting on it. What do you think about your costume?
I have to agree with you. It's super lazy. the dude didn't even want to hit the gym. Like, I don't, like you said, it's probably not his fault, but like, I would have some integrity. I would be like, look, I my name's on the line. Like, you know, when they see me, I want them to see Shazam. Let me hit the gym for a couple of months. You know what I'm saying? Like, and I think it's lazy. It looks super corny. It reminds me of the 90s version of Flash. Mm-hmm. Only redder.
Yeah, but that dude was buff, though, for real.
Yeah, he was buff. He was buff. He had traps, like, for days.
Yeah, he did. That was steroid Flash. Yeah, man. You know what I mean? Look. There's no excuses. Like, I know Marvel does a lot better than DC, but a Planet Fitness Black Card is like $19.99 a month. They could have paid it for like 4 months for him, and he could have went with The Rock. You know what I'm saying? Because The Rock is in the movie, so that, you know, the Black Card, you could bring a partner. They could have went. Yeah. The Rock could have spotted him. You know what I mean?
You could bring a free guest. a trial guest.
Yeah, exactly. So, you know, he could have gotten a little workout program, and he could have bulked up, man. I mean, if it would have took another year for the movie to come out, like, and I don't want to like repeat the same shit that I was saying, but it looks bad. It looks bad on them.
Yeah.
Like, it looks like they're just rushing it, and Shazam is pretty dope. It's like, why would you do that?
Yeah, I mean, for that, make it a fucking TV show on WB. You know what I'm saying? Like, why are you going to waste the time and money if you're not going to go, you know, 100% in?
Mm-hmm. You know, The Rock is bringing it.
Yeah, I'm saying he's gonna look like the only villain, you know. Like,
to
every hero, you gotta have like, you know, an equal villain, like, and the Rock's gonna take the show.
Yeah, man, he's definitely gonna steal the show, but he's gonna bring it as far as like his physique. I mean, that dude is like hashtag stay fit. You know what I mean? Like, stay buff.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. I don't know, man. Maybe he's so big that they had to put pillows in the other guy's suit to make him look like he's so don't look so unbalanced. You know, I don't really understand.
They gave him a silicone body and shit. Like,
I don't know, man. But Black Adam, you know, he got his own movie. Like, basically.
Yeah.
You know, after the Shazam movie, so they got that shit lined up. I'm guessing they already know that The Rock's gonna just crush it. You know, I think he is. He looks. I saw like some fan made photos. He looks, you know, perfect for it.
Are they gonna give him hair, or are they gonna just leave him bald?
You know what? What do you think should happen with that?
I think they should leave him bald, honestly. Like, give him a new, like, edgier look, because the last time they gave The Rock hair, that shit was fucked up, and that was Hercules, and that, you know, that was just really bad. So,
but he had the Black Adam haircut when he was in WWE, though.
Yeah.
When he was bald.
That's true. Yeah, that was true.
You know, it was all natural.
I mean, they could play it off. Yeah, I think they could put, you know, play that off. Mm-hmm. You know, because Hercules was really bad.
Dude, Hercules was a letdown because they hyped it up so much in the trailer, and you thought you were going to see a lot of action, but it was nothing. There was like nothing to it. It was so boring.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was...
I started watching it, and it was like the first 20, 30 minutes, and I'm like, and I quit. I tapped out quick.
Yeah, it was bad. It was bad.
I saw this movie, Game Night. It's like a new release. It was in theaters. It was pretty good. It was funny. It was pretty funny. So,
who does that star, Gil?
It's the dude from Arrested Development. I forget his name. He's pretty funny. Comes out a whole bunch of funny flicks. But it's just basically he hosts Game Night at his house, and it's an adult funny thing. It has like real like funny, you know, see like things that happen, and it's overall, it's awesome. It's a funny movie. Mm-hmm.
Oh, I think the main star, he's been around in a lot of stuff. I think his name is something Bates or Bateman. I forgot his name. I'll look it up, but I know who you're talking about. What guy? He's like, he looks really young for his age too. He's like a vampire. But anyway, guys, thanks for listening to the podcast, and if you like the content, don't forget to click like and subscribe, and we'll be back with a new episode. Until then, take care.